This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A jury in Jefferson County will decide whether a man intentionally shot at a 17-year-old visitor on his property or if he fired on accident. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
Brent Metz, a former Mountain View Council member, faces four felony charges in the 2024 shooting. The teenager and his friend had jumped the fence onto Metz's property, hoping to ask if they could use the spot for homecoming photos. The teen was shot in the face through the windshield of a car as the two were leaving the property. Metz's attorney says it was an accidental discharge. He said it happens frequently with that particular gun model. The state's attorney says Metz was watching the boys on video and approached them aggressively. The 17-year-old suffered major injuries. Ava Keon, CPR News.
In Congress, a bipartisan caucus wants to help put an end to the gerrymandering wars. From D.C., Caitlin Kim reports.
The Problem Solvers Caucus has launched an anti-gerrymandering working group, and Colorado Republican Jeff Hurd has been tapped as one of the co-chairs. Hurd said in a statement that congressional representation should reflect the people and communities being served, not the political interests of whoever happens to be in power. He cited Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission as a model. The working group will come up with ideas to reform the process. Hurd has some incentive there. A group is trying to get a measure on the ballot this fall to allow for a new congressional map to be used in 2028, a response to the partisan gerrymandering of Republican states. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Regional Transportation District is buying in to the ambitious plan to run passenger rail service from Pueblo to Fort Collins, including RTD's long-awaited train to Boulder. The RTD board agreed on Wednesday night to spend $3 million on outreach and education about Front Range Rail ahead of a possible statewide vote in November. Board members voted 8-6 to approve the spending, which was described as a bridge loan. This is CPR News. Along the Front Range today, some afternoon showers are possible. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s, even warmer in the Central Mountains, where highs could reach 80 today.